get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It is Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. How good is Monday?
I mean, Monday's all right, Tim. I'm all right with it.
But Monday is the best day of the week. Thank you for joining us. I'm so excited to get into a great week of radio. Mate.
I will ruin your Monday a little bit later on the show, but also,
how dare you?
After 7 o'clock, we want to talk about spooky stories that you just can't explain. Because a friend of ours had a moment over the weekend where she heard a little voice and she doesn't know where it came from.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm not okay with it.
I don't believe in the paranormal. You know how those paranormal movies,
yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, it's a horror. Oh, it's scary. I literally went because I was like, this is going to be the best comedy of the year.
Yeah.
Like, literally, in one of them, a baby's getting, like, invisibly dragged up the side of a crib. Hilarious. How can you be scared of that? That is too funny to watch. My word. I just, honestly, what we will tell you, yes, it is something that you would not suspect to be hearing in your home.
I don't think I'd ever sleep again if it happened to me.
Oh, you get scared by, like, a door, like, going, like,
who doesn't? If you're not pushing the door, then who's pushing the door?
Drafts, winds, a dog. I don't know, man. It's not a ghost, not a ghoul, nothing spooky. But I can't deal right
we'll get
now.
We'll get to that after
not
7
now.
O'clock.
But not now.
Up next, I want to talk about a rumour that was flying around on the weekend that has the Queen absolutely devastated.
Lizzie.
Oh, yeah. Lizzie's not happy
about
this
one. We don't
want
Lizzie to be upset. All right. We'll talk about that up next.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Big rumours over the weekend, and they are false. Anything you've heard about Prince Philip...
I was going to say, what did you do? How bad can it be? First thing on a Monday and you're already bringing it up.
Rumours that Prince Philip had passed away over the weekend.
Oh.
Spread like wildfire.
That's not good.
Completely false, and the Queen, old Lizzie, is not happy about it.
Well, yes, if people are shouting out that your husband has passed away, I, as a hetero man, would also be upset still if my husband... There was rumours that he'd passed away.
He's 97 years old, so that's why people went, oh, yeah, probably.
Well, this is what happened many, many months ago when there was an announcement and there was this big, big announcement. And I remember we took a day off and I was like, we saw this announcement come through. Like, if we've taken a day off and the Queen's died,
yep.
We will never live this down.
And this is the thing. Rumours like this happen all the time. People, it's the internet. Someone goes, oh, look, this person's died. And everyone goes, oh, crap. And it spreads like crazy. But the Queen apparently had a 10-minute long conversation with everyone at Buckingham Palace about how to respond to these rumours because she was so upset that it was even happening.
Behead them all. Take their lives.
But to be fair, if, again, that is completely fair and reasonable to be upset and to have a meeting about, hey, you're fake. There's no fake death. This is not a thing. And I understand as much as I don't agree with the high power that the royals hold, people are captivated by the Queen and the royal family.
Oh, I'm obsessed with the royals.
Well, I don't get it.
I don't
get you.
I don't really understand it either. Like, I mean, I went to Buckingham Palace when I was in London and I was like, it's Buckingham Palace. And now I'm just obsessed with them.
Yeah, I went to Nando's. We had very different Kentucky tours. But it is good to hear that Prince Philip is alive and
he's
well.
He's totally fine and he's hoping to make it to 100, just like the Queen Mum. So,
aren't we all? I mean, if you're going, you know what, 77, I'm done. That's probably not a good life expectancy.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I think you would be just like me, just like Jessica as well, as this weekend, as you said earlier, Jess, that your Instagram, your Facebook has been drowned in images, videos from Splendor in the Grass.
I was torn between two Jessicas, right?
Okay.
I felt part of me, 50% of me, was like mad FOMO. Like, I want to be there. I want to just, like, get involved. It looks so much fun.
Mm.
And then the other 50% of me was like, I look tired. I feel tired just looking at these people.
Mm.
Like, it would just be exhausting.
See, I didn't have a split. My split was definitely a one-sided sort of affair.
All
because
right.
There is absolutely no FOMO for what Splendor in the Grass currently is. You get one of a few things. which I've found evidence of, people buying their outfits before they buy a ticket to the
show. Oh, yeah. It's not about the music. It's about what you're wearing.
Music. At a music festival, how dare it be about the music? You know, I love Mondays.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to not have a negative attitude towards this music festival. But at the same time, seeing a lot of videos, seeing a lot of images, and I don't want to generalize. And if you've just returned from Splendor in the Grass, I'm sorry, but you're the worst.
Right.
Just people.
Several friends that went to Splendor in the Grass.
I know. Are they friends though? That's gone to the pending bin. But what I think is quite frustrating. I think it's an excuse. People use this as an excuse to drink too much alcohol, mm-hmm. potentially take drugs,
yep.
and just be a dick right. for like 4 days. Not cool. Not cool. There was something cool that I did say about Splendor in the Grass. They were offering free STI checks. But that's because of all the unprotected sex going on.
I think that putting the type of people that would go to Splendor in the Grass together, you're going to get a high volume of people that are properly carrying.
I just think, look, I love music.
Yeah.
That's why I got into radio. I love music. And if you're listening right now, you probably love music too, and you probably want Tim and Jess to shut up. And fair enough, because mm-hmm. music is fantastic.
We will get back to it soon.
But a mud pit of people wearing diamantes on their foreheads and young men with ponytails and speed dealer glasses. Just me personally doesn't sound like the funnest weekend.
Does sound like a place I could find my future husband though, so maybe I should start saving for next year.
Also $30 in change on the ground.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, Comic-Con was on over the weekend in the US.
It's cool. Comic-Con is now a cool thing. Mm. The Marvel, DC Universe, superheroes, all that, that is popular culture now.
And we will be talking to our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy, about it very soon because he was there yesterday. But I want to talk about a man who no one thought would be there, Johnny Depp.
Oh, JD.
Surprised everyone, making a bit of an awkward appearance.
Well, that happens. A lot of celebrities, they dress up in costumes and they just roam around because they can actually be hidden.
Well, this is during one of the panels. So they have heaps of panels where they come in and talk about all the upcoming movies that are coming on.
Yeah.
And during one of these panels, Johnny Depp came out dressed as Grindelwald from the Fantastic Beasts series. So the brand new, the Harry Potter series.
All right.
He came out dressed in full character.
But all right.
The thing was, his ex-wife, Amber Heard, had just been on the panel, the same panel, promoting Aquaman.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for those who don't remember, they filed for divorce in May 2016. And then Amber Heard filed for a restraining order against Johnny Depp.
Oh, can't be close.
Because there was allegations of domestic violence.
Oh, God.
So, bit of an upsetting time for her. And everyone or fans noticed that Nicole Kidman was seen hugging Amber Heard during the event as well.
So were they on the same stage at the same time?
Apparently just minutes apart. So Amber Heard was ushered off the stage. Johnny Depp came out. So they probably would have run into each other backstage.
Oh, No. You can't assume that. You can't probably and say, oh, but I think that if she was gone and then a few minutes passed, mm-hmm. he came on, like what else can you, besides a scheduling change, which probably would have been more appropriate.
Well, that's what people are saying. A lot of people are saying that the panel was a little inappropriate, bringing them both out at the same time.
I think if they were not on the stage at the same time, then that's not as bad as it could have been.
Well, you can check out the full story for yourself as well as everything that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
What would you do if $1 million accidentally ended up in your bank account?
Panic? Yes.
Why?
Because where has it come from? No one's just dropping a cool meal into my account.
I ask this because in Boston, in the United States of America, a young lady checked her bank to change a few dollars over to get herself a coffee and noticed that for some reason, accidentally, there was $1 million in her account. And she reported it to the bank, and within an hour, the money was gone, and she had originally the $63 that she had beforehand. So she went from having $1,000,063 to just $63.
But usually if you tell the bank about an error, they give you like a little, you know, thanks so much for letting us know, and they give you like a
5 cents. Your ATM fee, your ATM fee will not be charged next time you withdraw cash. I think it is very interesting because I don't check my bank account enough to notice. Like, I could have been sent $1 million 3 days ago. I haven't checked my bank account.
I don't think you have been.
Well,
but
I know.
Did you hear about the, I think there was a couple here in Australia. They accidentally got sent like 20 mil. And they started spending it. They just started buying stuff. And then they got charged with stealing.
Well, see, this is the thing. Say, like, what I was just saying then. Like, I would not be aware that I had this money in my account. And I could just be spending, like, $100 buying something. And they're going, thief, thief, he's a thief, he's spending the money. But it's my money. So...
Yeah, but you wouldn't be going out and, like, buying boats and stuff.
Oh, you don't know my weekends. I saved a little tab on a buy, swap, sell of a tinny that I'm interested in that I have nowhere to store. So, you know, it just
depends.
We've
all got stuff going on.
I think I would like to think that I would do the good thing and go, excuse me, Mr. Bank, Mrs. Bank, you may have sent this money the wrong way.
But a part of you thinks maybe you'd just keep your mouth shut.
I think there should be a new rule in place from banks. Okay?
What's this?
Hear me out.
Okay.
If they incorrectly send you any amount of money, you should be entitled to 5% of that.
5%?
Just because they made the mistake.
Where'd you get the 5% from?
I feel like it's not too high, but it's not too low.
Like if it was a mil, it would be what, $5,000? $50,000. I'm not good at maths. Tim, help me. Tim, I'm drowning.
Oh, I'm sorry. A lifeguard. I'm off duty today. You can swim by yourself.
What is it? What's 5% of a mil?
Get your calculator out.
You get a calculator out.
Nah, I'm drowning too.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
If you are a sweaty boy or a sweaty girl, welcome to the club. First and foremost, it happens.
It's Central Queensland.
It happens. We sweat all the time. And a lot of people get frustrated, like if they're in a work shirt. Like, it makes it tricky because, say, if you want to ride your bike to work or go for a run, you have to have a shower at your work almost because you can't just chuck on an office shirt to a sticky, sweaty body because it shows. But what if I could tell you that I know how you can almost half the amount of sweat that your body produces?
I'd say you're wrong, but I'm open to listening.
And you're probably thinking, but Tim, sweat is how the body cools itself down and regulates its temperature. And look, you're not wrong. Congratulations. You clearly went to school for at least one day in science class. But getting tattoos on the skin decreases the amount of sweat your body can produce because you have taken away a top layer of skin. So that means, essentially, it is a different form of scar tissue.
Right, so people with tattoos sweat less.
So if you've got a sleeve tattoo on your left arm and your left arm is completely covered in tattoos and your right arm is as naked as the day you were born, your right arm will sweat more than your left arm.
Right, so I only have a tattoo on my ankle, on my right ankle.
Yes, but it's not... So your little 4x4 centimetre tattoo will not sweat as much as your other ankle.
I was going to say, I haven't noticed a difference between that ankle and the other one.
No. But obviously, look, I don't know, it could be just me, but when I'm sweating, I don't look at my ankles as the first point of reference.
It's not the first part to sweat, but I have had classes where I've had sweat coming out of some weird places.
Now, it has brought me... This is why Post Malone maybe has got all these tattoos on his face. Because no one likes... Sure. Like, your eyebrows are genuinely there. It's evolved over time to stop sweat dripping into your eyes.
Right.
And now, sometimes you get that sweat just under your eyeballs. He's got that tattoo always tied. Yeah. He's not going to sweat there anymore.
Oh, my
But God. Also...
Are you saying we should go out and get face tattoos? Is that what we're...
No.
We're going to do that after the show.
This is a little bit worse. And if you're on board, send me a photo.
Okay.
Do we all get armpit tattoos?
Oh.
Just a black circle.
I cannot think of anything worse than getting an armpit tattoo.
Yeah. You know, my concern is that armpits are sensitive because I stopped using deodorant sprays with aluminium in it.
Right.
And then I stopped using it for months and then I used it again because I was out of other deodorant, like roll-on, and it burned like I was in a fire.
Yeah, but you smelt good for the first time in months. it made a huge difference for me anyway.
How cold for?
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
A friend of ours had a bit of a spooky moment the other night, something that would keep a lot of people up at night.
Now, I will not interrupt you and I will not interject in our conversation until you have finished your story because I have many opinions on this.
All right. What would you do?
All right, stop. So
Let me speak. Let a girl live, Tim.
You go.
What would you do if you're sitting in your bedroom right? Late at night, about to go to sleep, and all of a sudden you hear a little voice. Let's play a game, boys and girls. You got nothing on, TV's off, your phone's switched off, there is no device that this could have come from. What do you do? Because this is what happened to a mate of ours.
Yep. You go to sleep because...
I'd never be sleepy again. I'd burn my house to the ground and run down the street.
So you immediately are thinking ghost.
Yes.
Or ghouls or demons.
Or some kind of monster. Or like, you know, saws come to my house.
Was it in any particular voice that this happened?
Well, she claims it was in a little robotic voice.
Potentially. And I feel like if you're listening right now, you would also be on my side in saying potentially a toy.
Yeah, but she's not got any kids or anything.
Mate, so I don't have kids and I've got that many toys I can't even count them. Games are fun.
What toy would be coming out and saying, let's play a game, boys and girls? That's how I imagine it came out.
Most toys that do have a speaking component invite a game to be played. They say, would you like to have some fun?
But even still, if it's going off by itself, that's still not okay.
Yeah, but things can shift, like, and move and, like, just, like things
a friend of mine has a kid and they have, like, a Moana doll and it will just set itself off in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotten to the point where she's, like, put it out in the back shed because she's like, I don't want this thing going off in the middle of the night anymore.
I don't know if you remember Furbies.
Oh, Furbies were the worst.
Furbies would go off by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a Furby.
Because of ghosts.
No. I believe that our friend has had a Furby hidden somewhere in the house from their childhood. And as Furbies did in the year 1998 when we all had them, it went off without permission.
I feel like our mate has a ghost and she needs to move. That's
as a 27-year-old female adult, believing in ghosts is not a cool thing. And this is why you're single.
13, 12, 16, how dare you, first of all.
Sorry, you're right. There's so many more reasons.
Give us a call with your spooky story that can't be explained. Because, like, I mean, if this is happening, I want to know about it. I want to know where the ghost hotspots are around Central Queensland.
There is no such thing as ghosts.
13, 12, 16, have you got a spooky story that cannot be explained?
Can't wait for these.
We're talking spooky stories on 13, 12, 16, Tim, that can't be explained after a friend of ours had a ghost friend visit, I guess, last week.
They're shouting ghost encounter.
Yes.
I'm shouting malfunctioning toy. Absolutely.
You are so cynical.
I'm not cynical. I am educated.
How do you explain that they heard a little voice come out of nowhere that says, let's play a game, boys and girls? Saw in their house.
Furby. It's absolutely a Furby, the 1998 craze that lasted for about 8 months. And they would often say things unprompted. I think maybe a battery's finally got some life in it.
Did you ever teach yours how to speak? Like, mine never spoke back to me. I could never quite make it happen.
That's a different can of worms, my friend. Why didn't my toy talk back to me? It didn't have.
You used to be able to teach it how to speak, and I never could.
I didn't have a rich Furby. My Furby didn't have batteries. He was made out of timber. But that's not what we're talking about, mate. 13, 12, 16, we have been asking. Because I firmly believe that this is just... It's easily explained that it was potentially a toy.
I think you're wrong.
Or they're very tired and they heard something that wasn't correct.
Mm, or ghosts. 13, 12,
ghosts
16, we've got Ash from Rocky. Ash, have you got a spooky story that can't be explained?
Okay, well, it didn't exactly happen to me. It happened to my friend's daughter.
Right. Mm.
Now, she's 5, but when she was about 2 or 3, her grandfather passed away.
Okay.
And she used to say that he was coming to play with her.
Oh, my God. See, this is why you don't have kids.
No, but they think that because they obviously miss their grandparents.
Kids can see it more than we can, Tim. As you get older, you start to, like, block it out.
Kids also pick their nose and eat it. So, you know, you've got to take wins and losses.
So do you.
All right. Oversharing.
Oh, that's so sweet, though, Ash. I really like that.
Mm. Yeah, like, she used to sit in her playroom and she'd be playing and she'd be mumbling to herself.
Look, it's a nice story. I agree, but it can be explained. The whole point of this was unexplained. I have just explained.
How do you explain that? How do you explain that her
grandpa's
coming?
Kids are creative. You had fake friends when you were growing up. Everyone had imaginary friends. See, Ash, did you have imaginary friends, Ash?
I did.
Yeah, see? Well, there we go.
All right.
That was explained.
Thanks so much for your call,
Ash. Thank you very much, Ash.
Thanks, guys.
No worries, buddy.
See, I feel like Ash's story with her little friend that had a grandpa visit is a lot less creepy than just a random voice in your house.
I am happy to offer for ongoing amount of time for people to call up on 13, 12, 16 every Monday, and I will debunk their crap BS ghost stories.
Okay. I think it's unfair.
There's a lot of dumb people out there, so this could go for a while.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hits.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Lucky enough to be heading over to Comic-Con yesterday. Dean, tell us all about it.
Okay, let me just set the scene for you. Comic-Con, okay. 150,000 comic book fans.
Trying to not say nerds there, Dean.
I didn't know whether to say geeks. Well, no, it's kind of, it's a very mix of people, right? Everyone's really, really into it. So there's people in the most incredible, intricate costumes you've ever seen in your life. All the major studios, Fox and Warner Brothers and Disney, and they all have these, Sony, they all have these huge red carpets where they bring along a lot of their celebrities to interview, to talk about all the upcoming movies. So the people from the new Spider-Man, Spider-Verse were there. The cast from Bumblebee, I got to hang out with John Cena and Hayley Steinfeld. Super, super cool. There's some huge movies coming out next year and this year. Star Trek, I mean, it was absolutely out of this world. Comic-Con, I would highly recommend it. If you are a comic book fan, I recommend heading over here and checking it out sometime because there's nothing like it, truly. But
Dean, it's almost like moved on from comic books and more into that like pop culture of different TV shows and different movies.
Absolutely.
Like it's kind of evolved, and even I was looking at all my Instagram feed and going, damn, I want to go to Comic-Con next
year. Absolutely, it's the cool thing. So
amazing. I had breakfast with the cast of Walking Dead. Which is obviously, you know,
righto, Dean. We've all got friends. Yours might be famous, whatever.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty pleased to be out of there, though. 100,000 people in the one area dressed up as psychwarps or whatever they're called. I was like, okay, that's a wrap.
I'm glad that you had fun, Dean. So thank you very much, mate. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
There was something massively sarcastic about that.
Literally.
I can't explain it. Great to chat. Bye, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I love dogs, Tim. You love dogs.
Yes, I have a dog.
But sometimes dogs can be a little bit of the worst.
But it's never in bad spirit. It is always because of curiosity or boredom, I feel.
Curiosity is the one that I want to focus on because I was sent a picture over the weekend of a dog looking very proud of himself.
Good boy.
Had dragged the sprinkler inside the house through the doggy door. And it was still going off just in the lounge room. And the dog's just sitting there happy as anything.
Like, playing with the water.
Yes, yes, yes. See what I brought you? Aren't I great?
That's a good dog, in my opinion. Bringing his toys inside. That's a good dog.
Not his toy. No. I would argue the sprinkler. The fact that it was still going off as well makes the situation a little bit worse.
Yes.
And that, a moment like that, you'd go, damn, you're lucky you're cute.
Just because, I love you.
Wow. I love you. It's just, you know, I mean, I've had moments like this with my cats over the years. One of my cats brought a dead rat to our back door, and that is a big sign of affection for cats.
But see, I feel when you buy a cat or you adopt a cat, it comes in the contract that this animal can be the worst.
Yes.
And it can be a selfish little so-and-so. And you go, yes, I agree, and then you are not allowed to be disappointed in a cat. Dogs, on the other hand, you either get a dog that is just minds its own business, mm-hmm. doesn't cause any trouble, or a happy dog that has no idea how much trouble it's actually causing.
Your dog, Remy, likes to have a little moments, doesn't she?
She never has done, my beautiful little red dog, Remy, she's never done anything drastic. No, not nowhere to the extent of bringing in a sprinkler through the dog door. And I think myself and my landlord would be absolutely chuffed with that. But it's little small things. At the moment, she likes to bring leaves to my girlfriend, just be like, here is a leaf for you, and then you are welcome. But it's very small
things. I was
more
referring to her just like not wanting to get her paws wet on the grass.
Oh, no.
And instead just, you know,
going to the bathroom on the white tiles, yes.
Yes.
That is potentially one of my least favourite things about my dog. And it is turned into a bit of a fun game between me, my girlfriend and some of our friends of, if you give my dog a toy, let's play a game of what's the time frame when this is broken.
Oh, every toy I've ever given her, she's ripped apart within minutes.
12 minutes is what I always go for, under 12 minutes. But 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Because, look, we love dogs.
Mm.
We do love dogs, but sometimes they don't realise what they're doing.
13, 12, 16, when was your dog just a little bit of the worst?
A little bit of the worst. You still love them, but they can be the worst. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. When was your dog just a little bit of the worst? 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, when was your dog just a little bit of the worst?
Yeah, we love dogs, but there was a certain dog, I've been sent a picture over the weekend of a dog bringing a sprinkler that was still going inside the house through the doggy door and just lapping it up, just loving life.
Maybe that front desk plant needed a bit of water and the dog wanted to help.
Oh, the water's gone everywhere. Like, at that point, you do stop and take a photo and you just go, what is my life?
I have been thinking that we need to maybe change and preference this because I feel like, off the bat, puppies should be forgiven.
Oh, really?
Because puppies don't know what they're doing. Dogs, they've been trained. If they're over a year old, then I say, all right, they're just being the worst. Under a puppy, they don't even know what their own tail is.
Yeah, like, it's pretty cute.
I used to come home when I got my red dog, and I used to come home, it looked like she'd killed a Care Bear. It was a crime scene. There was tape up. It was awful. But now she's older and I have a bit more expectation on my dog when she is being a little bit of the worst.
Which is why you're so harsh on her when she is.
Absolutely. I don't get angry. I just get disappointed. But we have been asking on 13, 12, 16, is your dog just a little bit of the worst? And we've had Chantel from Gladstone call through. Chantel, is your dog just a little bit of the worst?
I was at work coming home for lunch and I left my dog inside because she was just like sort of new.
Oh no.
And she got the toilet roll all over the bathroom floor.
Just kept dragging it out.
But I was like, oh, my God.
I feel like all pets are fascinated with toilet paper. Like, they just...
It's because it's hanging. It's a toy.
Yeah.
Chantel, look, I appreciate that you've called up on 13, 12, 16. We thank you very much. But I already am aware of the leading issue of this is that you left the dog inside unattended.
Yes.
Rookie mistake,
my
friend.
The dog was just trying to clean up. Yeah. You don't know. Like, maybe she was trying to help.
Yeah, my mistake.
And then you charge the dog for like $3 of Dunny Rolls. And you're like, come on, time to pay up. You haven't paid rent all year long. It's about time you contributed to this house, Roscoe.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
There is tops of 25 in Rockhampton today and top chance of a smelly fart in the studio. We were going to talk about what's coming up next, but you've crop-dusted me during Cargo and Miguel.
You're not supposed to tell anyone about it.
Oh, you weren't supposed to tell me, but my nostrils know. They found out the hard way. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Speaking of surprise guests, coming up, I want to tell you about one that dropped past Comic-Con that has got people divided, Tim.
Unbelievable. I'm proud that you worked that in, but disappointed in the smell.
Sorry, not sorry.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, Meghan Markle has broken quite a few rules since she became a royal.
How? What? Who?
Well, apparently there's a lot of rules for women when they're a part of the royal family on how they're supposed to conduct themselves and how they're supposed to dress.
No more game of beer pong?
No.
That's a shame. Is it worth it, Meghan? Is it worth
it? No Guna fortune when her and Harry touch down in Australia in a few weeks.
Drink responsibly.
But they are planning their trip to Australia. And Meghan has been told in meetings that she needs to stop dressing like a Hollywood star. This is a direct quote. And start dressing like a royal.
See, this is the thing that frustrates me. First of all, I hate talking about the royals. The second part, because I don't believe that they're relevant in 2018. But the second thing that frustrates me is that Meghan Markle was a successful-ish actress on television.
She was on one of the biggest TV shows in America, Suits.
Okay, so she was successful. But before she was a royal, not many people would have known her name. I don't feel like I'm wrong in saying that. And essentially, now she's not allowed to do her dream job.
Yes.
They're like, sorry, you can't be an actress anymore. That's disgusting.
Mm.
That is disgusting.
You know what's more disgusting? Her husband said that her outfits that she had selected weren't traditional enough and that she needs to try and find a different style.
Go get that steel underwear. So, and put her in a cage, belt. Chastity belt, put her in a cage, don't let her out. You can have five husbands,
I mean,
six
all
wives.
She wants to wear is a suit. The girl's not allowed to wear pants, Tim.
Why are you on board with the royals if this is how they treat
I'm
humans?
I'm starting to get off board with them.
Like, oh, tomorrow you'll be back.
Oh, yeah, I will
It's
be.
A very quick train station.
You can check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Normally, I would say, how good is Monday? How great is Monday? Monday is the best day of the week. And I thought this week I'd escaped the tyranny that I've been under for the last month.
Well, I mean, usually you see it coming, so I wanted to surprise you with it today. Whinge to Tim.
Tim, I don't want to make an opener.
Whinge to Tim.
I thought I broke that harp and put it out of the studio. Where did you get it from?
It's my favourite part of any Monday, where we offload all of our feelings from the weekend onto Tim just to make ourselves feel better, you know?
I don't like people complaining. I don't like whinging.
Just the most sympathetic man in all of Central Queensland.
I also don't like how little effort you put into that little segment opener. Because that,
I just didn't want to make an opener. Like, I couldn't be bothered.
Like, the harp is not high quality. Where did you get this harp sound effect from?
Hey, little do you know how hard I work for this show, okay? I'm constantly just, like, grinding, just making my, like, money.
You make three Instagram posts a day and you think you are the CEO of this company. And I'm here
to
tell.
I basically am, though, aren't I?
I just think that whinging, especially on a Monday, which is the best day of the week, because we're all back at it. We're all back into the grind, having fun.
But
I love
my
job.
You kick off your week in a great way because all you have to do is call us 13 12 16, have a whinge to Tim, and you got that weight off your shoulder. Just if something mildly inconvenient happened to you this weekend, and you just feel like letting it go, give us a call right now.
What a terrible, terrible feeling you bring. I don't want to feel bad on a day like today, so thank you.
Sounds like a lot of whinging to me, Tim.
Damn it. Got me.
Kim, I don't want to make an opener.
Whinge to Tim.
Oh, I feel lighter already, Tim, having a bit of a whinge this morning.
It's unusual for you to have a complaint or a whinge. This is shockingly against
the grain.
Usually
I'm just like such a positive human, but...
You try to bring me down on Monday. You try to bring us down on a Monday. You're stifling us.
No, I'm just trying to start off the week right. Just get rid of all the grievances and then we just like really excel from Tuesday
onwards.
Do
we have
onwards.
To focus on any of the grievances? Can't we just start Monday being the best day of the week as it always is?
I've got Michael from Rocky on 13, 12, 16.
No, we're not. Don't.
Yes.
I will not answer.
Michael, have a whinge to Tim.
It's too cold.
Mate, no. No, it isn't. I disagree. I got sunburnt.
Tim, it is winter.
I got sunburnt. Look, it has been getting chilly. Right now, and I got sunburnt yesterday at the beach.
I don't need to see that much of your body.
That was a little bit of pubic hair, but that's all right. Michael, I got sunburnt yesterday. It's not too cold, mate.
Well, mate, you haven't been in Queensland long enough yet. We live in Queensland and we like it warm, and this is not what we signed up for.
I bet you Michael's got a trench coat on today and a scarf and a beanie.
All right, well, don't cross him in the street. He's not trustworthy.
Trackies and uggies.
Why? Okay, look, it is a beautiful outlook today. You're in Rockhampton. It's 25 in winter, the middle of winter.
Nah, 25's not hot enough, is it? Is it, Michael? You're not going to the beach today.
We should not be getting winter in Queensland.
All right. I agree.
Thank you for your call, Michael.
Thanks, guys.
No worries.
I think Michael's got beef with the man upstairs.
He does have beef with the man upstairs. Now, Jess, I'm pulling something out right now. That sounded bad. I've got a shovel. Are you happy for me to put this segment 6 feet under and bury it forever?
No.
It's too late. I've already dug the hole.
What do you mean?
I'm not filling that in without
Whinge to Tim back next Monday.
Potentially not.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.